This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Family reports 29-year-old Alexis Shuler missing after days no contact. Marilyn Cox performed a search warrant at her boyfriend Devontae Gray's home and noticed an odd smell. They blame it on dirty conditions in the home. Then investigators review neighbors' surveillance footage and see Gray bringing heavy construction materials into the home. Second visit, they find a makeshift tomb under his stairs, concealing a storage container with Alexis's remains inside.
Nancy, Alexis shared one of her three children with Gray, and her mother says she warned her to be careful around him, as she always had a feeling something was off. Gray admits that he killed Shuler. Officers believe the murder occurred during a dispute between the couple. Gray covered the storage container in soil and hay before encasing it in concrete underneath the stairs. Gray then framed in the area and put up drywall using fake bricks.
Devontae Gray, 30, now charged with murder. A man staying in a Florida motel orders a pizza and is shocked when the delivery driver rolls her eyes at the amount of tip and storms off. He brushes the incident off, but late that night, he hears someone bust through the door of his room. Delivery driver Brianna Avello attacks him with a knife, while her associate, armed with a gun, finds the man's wallet. The man calls 911. When they leave, Brianna Avello, 22, captured, charged with attempted murder, kidnap, ag assault. The cohort involved, still unidentified, all over a pizza delivery tip. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Minneapolis, a mass shooting believed to be gang-related has left four Native Americans dead and a fifth wounded, rattling the city's Native community. Prosecutors say 34-year-old James Dwayne Ortley was riding in a car with the victims when he allegedly shot each one in the head. Four died, including 28-year-old LaRosse Francis Rainey. A 20-year-old woman survived and identified Ortley to police. Ortley, who has alleged ties to the Native mob gang, is now charged with multiple counts of second-degree murder and illegal possession of a firearm. He's being held on $2 million bail. A second killing just hours later and blocks away may have been retaliation. That case is under investigation. A handgun found in Ortley's apartment matched casings from the scene. Les Robinson, Rainey's father and a member of the Red Lake Nation, said the pain in the community is deep. A woman who vanished from Wisconsin more than 60 years ago has been found alive and well in another state. We turn now to Crime Online's Sydney Sumner for more.
It was July 7, 1962, when 20-year-old Audrey Backeberg disappeared from her hometown of Reedsburg, Wisconsin. She was last seen hitchhiking to Madison and boarding a bus to Indianapolis. For decades, her whereabouts remained a mystery. That changed earlier this year when Detective Isaac Hansen of the Sauk County Sheriff's Office reopened the cold case. A breakthrough came when Hansen discovered an old arrest record in another state that matched Backeberg's birth date and social security number. Using genealogical research from Backeberg's sister's Ancestry.com account and local records, Hansen traced the lead to a specific address. A deputy in that jurisdiction knocked on the door, and minutes later, Hansen received a call. It was Backeberg. Now 82, she confirmed her identity and explained she left voluntarily, likely to escape an abusive relationship. She had lived under the radar for more than six decades, building a new life and avoiding contact with her past. Backeberg declined to reveal much about her life since leaving Wisconsin, but confirmed she is happy and safe. While she has not decided whether to reconnect with family, she now has the option and the contact information if she chooses to do so.
After 62 years, the case is finally closed, and Audrey Backeberg's family has the answers they thought they'd never receive.
Thanks, John. Justin Corsi, 35, stops by a gas station, Salem, Kentucky, speaks to an employee, but that December conversation is the last time he spoke directly with anyone. He was driving his grandma's vehicle at the time. A month later, the car found abandoned 11 miles from a paved road at a national forest in Utah. That's 22 hours away from Kentucky. No activity on his bank account or phone. This case classified as endangered missing. Justin, white male, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 170 pounds, beard, last seen wearing glasses, burgundy and gray striped shirt, gray carpenter pants. If you have info on Justin Corsi, contact McCracken County Sheriff's 270-444-4719. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best, with your help, to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.